You've tuned into Steadfast Hope. I'm Steve Lawson, joined as always by Kent Steinbeck, and we're coming to you from Dallas, Texas, Big D. And we're at Herb's house, which is just kind of the apex of Big D. So I'm excited for our lesson today. This is really a devotion. We're going to talk about a verse for 5 minutes, then Kent and I are going to talk about it for about 5 minutes. And we are studying the Ten Commandments, and we're looking at the eighth of the Ten Commandments. And so this is, you shall not steal. It's Exodus 20, verse 15. And what this forbids is taking from someone else that which you've not worked for, and that which does not belong to you, and it belongs to someone else. And there are many different ways in which this commandment can be broken. It includes things like theft and burglary, robbery, larceny, hijacking, shoplifting, pickpocketing, extortion, tax evasion, racketeering, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. And on the other side, if you're not to steal, what is implied here is to put this in the positive, that you are to give an honest day's work for an honest day's pay. And you would even be stealing from your employer if you did not fulfill your obligation and you were lazy at work. You were trying to get out of work. You were doing as little as possible. If the boss isn't sitting in his office or if he's not there, you're just not going to be doing your job. That, too, is a form of stealing. You're stealing from your employer or taking things out of the office that don't really belong to you, that belong to the company or to the office. And so there's all kinds of even office theft that is covered in this. And what this is commending, again, is what verse 9 talked about, which is 6 days you shall work and do your labor to the Lord. And so, again, these commandments are interwoven. And if you break one commandment, you actually break all the other commandments. And one way you also steal is to commit adultery, because you are taking another man's wife and you are robbing her of her purity and her holiness. So not only have you committed the commandment that says you should not commit adultery, you're also breaking this commandment where you are stealing another man's wife. And so this is a very important commandment. And again, this is so counter culture to the world in which we live, which is to get by with as much as you can get by with, even if it involves taking what does not belong to you. So, Kent, we need to talk about this. And there's so much to say. You go ahead.
Well, I would just think that, I think, first of all, if we have some people been tuning in and they'd say, gee whiz, it seems like God is just a rule giver, just rule after rule after rule.
Yeah.
Why? I think we know a lot of people, they don't want to even come to the Lord because they don't want these rules.
Yeah.
Why is it significant, Steve, that we have these rules, that God has given these to us?
Number one, it involves the recognition that God has the right to rule my life, mm-hmm. that I'm not the Lord over my own life, mm-hmm. that God has the right to rule my life. He created me. I'm living on His earth. I'm breathing His air. I'm drinking His water. He has every right to be the authority figure in my life. And for me to pull away from that is really arrogance and pride and self-righteousness. Mm-hmm. And it is a step of humility for me to lower myself under His mighty right hand. The other thing I would say is the reason people chafe against this is they fail to realize every one of these commandments have been drafted with perfect wisdom. Mm-hmm. And God knows what's best for our life. He knows us, and he knows how life is supposed to be lived successfully and skillfully. Mm-hmm. And we think we know more than God about how to conduct ourselves. And the answer is we're a fool if we think we know more than God. And so God, every one of these commandments, Kent, is leading us into a blessed life. Mm-hmm. It's leading us into an abundant life. It's leading us into the very center of God's will for our lives. And every step away from these commandments, these Ten Commandments, every step away from them is going off into a life in which there's destruction and much harm. Mm-hmm. So how good of God. He loved us so much. Mm-hmm. Think of it this way. He loved us so much that he has given us these rules so that we can know how to live to the fullest extent a life that is pleasing to God, but also is pleasing to us and enjoyable to us. Every one of these commandments is pointing us into an experience of even joy and blessedness. One more thing to say, Kent. We can only keep these and obey these by the grace of God. Mm-hmm. And so this isn't just a self-help movement. We must depend upon the work of the Holy Spirit inside of us to enable us to keep these commandments. And so it speaks to our dependence upon God to be able to keep these commandments as well.
So you're saying that we deceive ourselves if we think we can cut the corners on any of these things.
We're just cutting off our own nose to think we can cut the corners.
It results
in destruction. Mm-hmm. We're sowing our wild oats, and it's going to come back with a crop of bitterness to us. And so everything that God says in these commandments, Ten Commandments, is written. It's a reflection of the love of God, the wisdom of God. This is what's best for our lives. God is saying, help yourself to blessing. Go this way. And we go, no, I don't want rules. I want to go this way. And it's just like you're heading for disaster to go away from these rules. And it would be like this. It would be like a parent saying to their child, when you come in the kitchen and you see that the stove is on and it's glowing orange and red, don't put your hand on this. Now, is that unloving of the parent to say, no, this is going to really...
It's going to result in damage. There's
going to be painful consequences. Yeah. No, it's an expression of protective love that the parent says, no, don't lick your finger and stick it into an electrical socket. The parent is not being uncaring. The parent is saying this out of extraordinary love. I don't want you to hurt yourself. That's the way we need to think about each of these Ten Commandments.
You know, to drill down into this a little bit more, Steve, as Christians, and we think about it's kind of the sin of omission.
Uh-huh.
So, for example, let's say we're working for an employer and we don't give him a full day's work, or we turn in more time than we really spent.
Yeah, yeah.
That's stealing too, isn't it?
Absolutely, it's stealing. And it's also breaking the other commandment of a false witness. You're also lying to your employer to say you did this when you did not do this, or you pad your expense account in order to receive back more. I mean, you're breaking so many commandments at one time.
Or what if you're on a salary and you're not micromanaged and you know in your heart that you're not putting in as much as you should, but you're on this salary, so nobody's really counting. Is that stealing too?
Absolutely. You're not wholehearted. You're not all in. Mm-hmm. And you're being you're giving less than a full commitment to your employer. And Ephesians 6 is very clear about this. You are to do your work for him as unto the Lord. So think about this. You're not just stealing from your employer. You're stealing from God who gave you this job. Mm-hmm. You're stealing from God who has given your employer the ability to set up this company and to be able to provide for you. You might as well just be going to the bank and with a gun and holding up the bank just to get money from your employer's pocketbook. And so it's a violation of this. And tragically, it goes on all the time. Christians especially should be the most honest people with this. And every employer ought to want to hire Christians who have a conscience
that's, really good,
that's very sensitive, who will work hard for me and are not going to be stealing from behind my back.
And do you think it's easy because of what we've just been through with this pandemic and working from home and people not knowing what you're doing?
Yes.
To steal.
That's a great point, Kent, because when you're all in an office together, you can see what's going on down the hall. Mm-hmm. But when you're back at home, your employer cannot see. I mean, what time did you actually start today?
Yeah.
I mean, what time did you leave today? How long did you take for lunch? Mm-hmm. I mean, how long were these breaks? What were you doing on that computer screen? I mean, where were you? Mm-hmm. And so you're not able to keep up. And so, yeah, it's a huge temptation to break this commandment. I really appreciate you bringing that up. Well, I think in one way or another, every one of us are convicted. We all ought to be convicted. And you know what? Even employers steal from their employees if they don't give them the salary that they have worked to have, or try to, you know, weasel out of them what really ought to come to them. So, I mean, there's so many different directions on this. Well, may your conscience be clear and clean before the Lord. And may you not steal, but instead may you be a hard worker. Thank you for joining us for Steadfast Hope.